Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a great guest for the show today, Sean Griffith. He is a longtime SaaS operations professional turned founder. His specialty over his career is scaling the ARR of multiple companies. After many success stories, he took a step back and thought about how do we add innovative value during the age of AI, which led him to what he's doing today, which is founder of Truffle, which is turning one-way video interviews into smart highlight reels and summaries. So we're going to learn all about that today. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me here.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's first start by grounding ourselves in the problem that we're solving today. So without what you're creating today, what are people dealing with?
Yeah, absolutely. So as AI really starts to take hold out there, we've seen a shift in candidate applications to jobs, right? There is this move towards an easy apply, click a button, and you're applying for a role. And one of the things that does is leads to just an overabundance in applicants. Then you also layer on top of that many candidates using AI to do things like tweak a resume, and it's hard to discern what's real anymore. So there's these two problems which makes the front side of hiring really challenging. It's how do you possibly sort through hundreds or even thousands of applications to a job to try and find what really is the most important thing to any business, which is a new hire.
Because there already was a lot of crazy technology optimization stuff going on over the years, like applying for a job 20 years ago is nothing like 10 years ago versus 5 years ago. But then I imagine with the advent of ChatGPT, it's just gone completely nuts, right?
Yeah, that's right. So in my previous role, we were a remote company, and we would get, even then, 1,000 applications to a role, which is a pretty impossible task, right? To think that you could even get through 10 or 15% of those resumes. And now it goes from 1,000 to 2,000 or 3,000 applicants for a role, given how easy it is to apply. And so what was already a really big challenge has become two or three times more difficult.
Now, let's pick apart the embedded problems within that, because there's the question of whether you're getting to know the candidate themselves if they're not writing it. And then there's the extent to which they're just gaming what you want to hear so sharply that is just tons of noise in what you're looking at.
That's right. And that is, I think you're getting at what is a really a core part of the problem that we're trying to solve, right? Which is that there is just so much noise out there. How do we possibly drill in and get to something that is meaningful and do it in a way that is fast for both the candidate, right? Playing nicely with the candidate on the candidate side here, and also for the business. How do we give the candidate, the business, a short list of 10 candidates so they can go and spend a lot more time with those 10 candidates versus trying to sort through 1,000 applications and potentially missing the diamond in the rough, right? Because they can't possibly look at all of them.
Okay, and before we get to the solution, the other problem that I see is that from the employer side of things, this is just a multifaceted problem that if they know that it's an employer's market, they can ask for the moon, and they're just trying to at some point just whittle down the number, the stack of 10,000 resumes to 50. So they might ask for more that isn't necessarily important for the job, but they know that it'll weed things down. Look, number one, is that an actual problem?
You know, I think that you're getting to a point where the funnel is really important here. Not that you want to make candidates jump through 1,000 hoops along the way, but, and it goes contrary to a lot of what you'd think about product-led growth, right? Is you want to make it as easy as possible, but also sometimes friction is important. And that's something that we think about a lot, is like, where do you apply the right amount of friction along the way? And in this case, on the applicant side, I think it is really important, right? That way you are getting higher intent candidates versus those who are just clicking a button and getting through.
Okay, so what is the solution?
All right. Now, the fun part. For us, it was, we started with this problem, which is like, how do you find really great people? And we went through like any product in the beginning, a couple of different iterations of what that looked like. But we found that the greatest pain was really in this sorting through resumes and trying to get to something that was reasonable, right? And so Truffle is a one-way AI-powered video or audio interview process, which sits either at the very beginning of an application. Candidates come in, right? They do a video, and then we provide sort of smart summaries about the candidates that are matched to your role specifically. And I think that's a really key part. So we do a strong intake. It's virtual, of course. It's all SaaS, self-serve on every role, which brings you hopefully closer to the hiring manager, right? Because they're doing this intake of exactly what they want in a candidate and the job description. And then we match that against the answers that the candidates are providing to ideally give a really strong score, at least a directional score on how qualified is this candidate and how well they would perform in that particular job.
Okay, so let's walk through it. Someone is a candidate for a role. Let's say it's Sally is applying for a job. And so Sally gets a link from the company and she clicks on the link and then is shown questions. And then she just set in front of her video camera, just talks and answers the questions the best she can.
You got it. That's it, right? We really simple on that side. A few other little features in there. You can have some qualifications up front, some really basic things, yes, no, right? To weed through some candidates who are truly not qualified. And then you get to an interview, which either be audio or video. Candidates answer those questions. We have a catalog of questions that companies can choose from, and we actually will pull what we think are the best questions to ask for that particular role based on the intake and the job description. And then the candidates answer those questions, then you get a match in the end.
Wow. Okay. So on the in terms of what's happening, the we have a transcript of the video. So the video file is produced. You've got it, and we don't have to get into all extreme how you built everything, but you're essentially taking the questions that have been configured by the company hiring folks, saying these are the things that are important, and then some set of those are defaults that came with Truffle and are suggested. And then that's matched, and then Truffle is able to do a first analysis.
That's right. That's exactly right. We use the job description, the intake to build these questions, which get asked, right? We have a standard bank of them. You can also create custom questions, of course. Custom questions aren't scored today, but actually will be very soon as we continue to make our proprietary matching on the backside more robust. So that's coming very soon. Right now, all of our standard sort of catalog questions are scored. You get a couple of criteria on those things. So you get a summary of every question, and then you get some criteria, things like role alignment, understanding of the role, motivation for each of the questions to provide a little bit more detail. And then you'll get the transcript and you can watch the video. So you could imagine, rather than having to book phone screens with 50 people and get on the phone and have these conversations, lots of back and forth in that sort of screening time and screening phase, all of that is happening asynchronously. You can jump in. You can take a look at the candidates, review each of their questions, and pretty quickly make some decisions around who you'd like to spend some more time with, right? Versus those candidates who are just truly not matched for your role.
So I think I have some idea of the advantage of doing it through video. And I think you've touched on a few of them, but why don't we flesh that out a little bit? To the counterpoint could be like, why don't I could send somebody a form and they fill out the form versus the video. So what are some of the advantages of video?
Yeah, absolutely. For us, the screener was such an important piece of the hiring process previously because you get a candidate in a somewhat real to life scenario, right? You're talking with them, you're asking questions. And so we have built in things like thinking time. So a candidate has a small amount of time before they answer the question, but then it starts automatically recording. So it's more to that sort of true to life scenario. They only have a limited amount of time to answer the question. So you're getting something that is a little bit more succinct. It is in some ways mitigating some of that AI stuff that's out there today. Not to say that candidates still won't use AI and go type the question into ChatGPT and get an answer back. And in some cases, that might be okay. And we'll detect that, right? So we will surface if we think that a candidate has used AI, and the business can decide whether that's a knockout or whether that's okay. So I think that realness of a video interview is important because in most cases, most businesses, you want a candidate who is able to think on their feet and able to produce something that will resonate with customers, with your business. And I think this gives you a better sense for that than filling out a form.
Now, I'm sure you have a really long roadmap because there's so much futuristic stuff about this. I don't want to throw an idea, but in terms of what the candidate is seeing, they're not like talking to an avatar or a person. They're probably seeing stuff on the screen. I see from your smile, this is stuff that you guys in the design room are probably talking about all the time, but.
No question. This is something that we've gone back and forth on a million times. And in the competitive landscape out there, some folks are doing this now, right? They're using this sort of AI avatar. For us, we have very consciously decided not to do that yet. It is still a little uncanny valley, right? Seeing an AI avatar on the other side that sometimes asks strange questions or is just a little too robotic. And I think that in some cases may be more off-putting than just seeing the question and a little distracting. That said, the world is moving so fast that it is literally only a matter of time before you could upload me and I'll be asking the questions, right, of the candidate versus simply displaying some text on the screen.
Because that would be one of the next steps, right? You could have, like, a company could say, I want me, the hiring manager, and the director. It's actually their faces and voices that it's trained on. And then they're asking the questions and saying, I'm not Jeff. I'm an avatar of Jeff. And I'll be asking you some questions about technology. Does that sound good to you? And then who
That's right. It's
knows?
coming. It is coming, you know? So.
So that's really awesome. And I imagine that your team really needs to be innovative in order to pull this kind of stuff off and to be successful with it. What are some of the things that you as a leader think about and encourage and try to create in terms of the team building this?
Yeah, absolutely. So having run a couple of companies previously in a remote environment, it does provide an extra challenge, but also an incredible opportunity. And so I think that's where leveraging those skills from really empowering the team to go out and experiment and to talk with our customers, I think probably is the number one thing that sets us apart. We started very early on our path getting in front of customers in that sort of like embarrassing, very pre-MVP state. And funny enough, that very first customer who used Truffle to do interviews came back to us a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, I'm ready to hire my next person. Can I use Truffle again? And we haven't had a chance to speak with them yet. I actually saw they just sent out their invite yesterday and are starting to get some candidates rolling in. But I'm really excited to see what happens now that they see a much more advanced version of Truffle. We didn't even have any sort of scoring or matching at that phase. But I think this is so critical. It's everybody is very close to the customer, no matter what role they're in, and really encouraging that as a way to think through current challenges, but also then to really listen for what the future experience people are looking for. And we deal mostly with SMBs. And so we're talking with business owners on a daily basis. And we're a small business ourselves at this point. And the last role, we were dealing with 18,000 small businesses. So we understand the plight of being in a small business and the challenge of hiring specifically. And I think that's really important.
Do you think Truffle is more suitable for SMBs over the giant big companies, or is it just happen to be where you are falling right now?
We focus specifically, I think it's an underserved segment of the market. There are providers out there who do this with enterprise, but There's nobody that really does it in a self-serve. I can log in and I can create my interview and I can send it out to my candidates in a matter of 5 minutes and not break the bank over it. You're talking $100 each a month, which for a small business is manageable versus because for them, every hour that they're away from their business is money, right? And so if they've got to go and spend 20, 30 hours hiring a new employee, and we can cut that down to 10. That is just a massive savings for them.
So a company with like maybe 20 to 50 or so people where hiring super important. You put out an application, you're going to get hundreds upon hundreds. Who in the world has time to go through all of that? It's so much noise. So this helps cut down the noise. And so in terms of what the hiring team experiences on the other end, is it like I get a list that's pre-filtered that the Truffle thinks, hey, these are the ones we think have a shot. And then here's the full list if you really want to see it, but here's the top seven,
Yeah,
and here's
you got it.
why.
Yeah, you're on the path, right? You can clearly see what it looks like without actually seeing it, but you're so close. Yeah, we provide all the data, right? So everything is there for you, but we really try and make it easy for you to find the things that are most important, which is obviously the top candidates, right? So you will see when you click into a job, and you'll see a sorted list of candidates by their match percent. And you will very quickly see a couple in the green at the top, and then maybe some in the yellow, and then maybe some in the red. And we think that it's most important to focus on those ones at the top. If you want to continue down through the list, absolutely, totally up to you. You can see every candidate and all of their responses. But what we find is that most of our customers will focus on that top four or five, and then they'll drill in from there. And the idea here, or part of, I think, what Truffle does, is it then allows you to go and spend more time with those top candidates versus trying to rush through that next stage of interview. And that I think is really powerful, right? Because then you're more likely to find somebody who is truly a good fit for your business.
What do your ambitions look like from the PLG perspective in becoming the obvious choice in your area within the next year or 2 years? What do you think you're going to achieve?
Yeah, we've got some really exciting stuff on the roadmap over the next little while. Think, how do we make it even easier to get through those top five candidates? So that way you can spend even less time, but you're getting more out of it. And then you could imagine an extension of this more into a hiring operating system, let's call it, which is Truffle becomes the center of your recruiting. So, right now we're at a very particular point, but there's no reason to say that we can't extend beyond that. So you could imagine, hey, you're going to go out and do your first interview. What questions should you be asking? What information should you know more about this candidate? And then continuous feedback into Truffle to improve your particular company hiring in the future. You could imagine a survey that goes out to the hiring manager and other people who have been involved in this hire on how the candidate is performing 3 or 6 months into the role. And then that continues to tweak up. And I'm not going to give it all away, but you could just see where this goes in the future. We're solving a moment in time, but hiring is a continuous part of the life cycle of any business.
No, this is extremely exciting. I literally know startups that I hope to hear this, and I'll recommend this to trying this out to them because this actually honestly sounds very productive. And what's really good, what strikes me is that any really good startup product is going to try to nail one thing first, right? You're going to deliver some one core value insanely well, get plant your flag in the marketplace, and then grow out sensibly from there in the places that it makes sense to grow out. And it sounds like you've done that with the things you say no to. We're not doing the fancy avatar yet. We're not doing that thing yet. Let's just get rid of the noise so people can find the people that fit.
That's right. Yeah, you're totally on it. And we went through some struggles here, right? Is I think we tried to race a little too fast at one point into the future. And then we said, actually, let's slow down. Let's just become the best version of what Truffle is today, which is really this sort of one-way video software. And we actually still in the product, there are still pieces of what we call apply, right? Which is really taking over from that initial application. And many of our customers actually use Truffle to do that. But we said, it's not going to be our focus for now. We'll get there eventually, but let's be the very best we can be here. And let's learn from our customers around what they want next from Truffle.
This is awesome stuff. We've been talking with Sean Griffith. Sean, where can people get started with Truffle?
Hiretruffle.com will take you there. There's a free trial so you can get a job and an interview up and running and test it out yourself, which is great. We really believe in that motion and people experiencing the magic for themselves. So it's available there.
Awesome. Really good stuff. We wish you the best of luck and we'll be following it closely as you guys continue to develop. Sean, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for the support and having me on today.
Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.